On the Greek monastic peninsula of Mount Athos, over 100 monks from the Esphigmenou monastery have been served an eviction order. The monks are part of a breakaway group called the Genuine Orthodox Church, which is unwilling to accept the leadership of the Patriarch in Istanbul, and brandishes banners saying orthodoxy or death. They've been told to leave their monastery by the 28th of January, but show no signs of doing so. Daniel Howden is the Independent's correspondent in Athens. I asked him what had provoked this action.
The issue here is that the monks' dispute with the Eastern Orthodox Patriarch is an issue over his setting up official lines of communication with the Catholic Church.
And why should there be such concern about that?
Well, I was talking to monks today, and it's quite a simple issue for them. There can only be one truth in their mind, and since the schism between the two churches, the truth is the Orthodox truth and not the Catholic truth, and they refuse to see the Patriarch court closer links with the Vatican.
But it's a rather strange position to take. You're surely not compromising your beliefs if you only wish to have some sort of relationship with other Christian groups, even if you think they're in error.
It's not necessarily a question of a relationship outside of the ecclesiastical workings of the church. What they disagree with is the idea of joint services, of praying together, of any kind of formal ecclesiastical links with the Catholic Church.
How much of this do you think goes back to such events as the Crusaders taking over Constantinople and committing a lot of heinous acts and all of those things, so embedded in the history of the relationship between Orthodox and Catholics?
Well, the Pope here is still equated in the minds of many people with the Antichrist, and I think that explains a lot about the deep-seated mistrust and hatred for the Vatican, for the Roman Catholic Church. But the issues do, as you say, run very, very deep, and it really brings into focus this idea of Greece being at the border between East and West. It's ostensibly a Western country, but its religion is still an Eastern religion in some respects. And the Orthodox believe that they are the real Christians and that it's the Catholics who moved away from the one truth.
Now, they've been told to leave their monastery by the 28th of January. They've had a sign up for, I think, several years which says orthodoxy or death. Are they going to go or are they going to do something dramatic?
It's hard to see how this is going to end in anything but a dramatic fashion. The food has been cut off. There's talk now of water supplies being cut off. I mean, they really are under siege in the monastery.
We've heard that they've got hold of their own speedboat in order to get supplies in.
Well, they've actually bought a giant speedboat, as you say, and they're using this. It can withstand up to 8 Beaufort winds, and this is their only real contact with the outside world now. Visitors are prohibited from going in, and they really are under siege in an 11th century coastal fortress. It's hard to see how this could be brought to a simple and peaceful ending.
And who sealed them off? Is it the police?
Mount Athos, in many respects, is a self-sealed community to begin with. Women cannot go into Athos. It's a male-only area. You can't even have female livestock on this. It's a semi-autonomous monastic community, so it's already cut off from the world to some extent. But what authorities have done is to restrict access to the monastery, both for people, for heating oil, for food. And effectively, they're now waiting to, they're trying to use these siege tactics as a way of bringing the monks out of the monastery.
But if they won't come out, and if they seem to be able to get supplies in, will the police go in and try and take them out?
Well, the police have tried this before during the military dictatorship in the 1970s. I mean, this really is a 30 years war going on over this monastery. But the tone of current discussions do suggest that the police are prepared to go in and use force to bring the monks out.
Daniel Howden, the Independent's correspondent in Athens.